And this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. Mary Mack was born in Minnesota, grew up in northern Wisconsin, which she still calls home, even though she's performed her comedy act across the country, including The Tonight Show, The Grand Ole Opry, and all the hipper stuff out there that I haven't caught up with yet. The basis for her humor is the quirkiness of the region that the rest of us seem to think is normal. She'll be hosting the North Star Comedy Hour on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. at Big Top Chautauqua in Bayfield, and she joins me now. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Mary Mack.
Thank you, Robin. What an intro. I'm so excited to be here and talk about my long-running show, North Star Comedy Hour. It's a passion project, and I'm so excited to be under the big tent in Bayfield.
All right. Well, before we talk about that, I'm going to ask you a personal question. Is Mary Mack your given name? And if it was, were you annoyed by the children's song growing up? And if so, have you considered suing your parents?
Yeah, no, it is not my given name. My given name was never pronounced right as a child. And you know, even when I started comedy, I was shy and I wouldn't correct people. Now I'm a big loudmouth and I'm not shy at all. But I actually got the name Mary Mack as a stage name because I used to be a general music and band teacher. So we did that rhythm song with the kids in class. And I said, you know, this is an easy name. I'll just try it out for a month. You know, I'll just use a stage name. And here I am 21 years later and I still have that name.
So a lot of your humor is geographically based, which we'll get to in a moment, but did it stem from your childhood? Were you the class clown or the family wisecracker?
You know, no, I was the quietest one in my family. So I did a lot of listening and critiquing of my family's stories around the campfire. And then, you know, when I got into high school, I did get voted class clown.
There was an election for that?
Well, on the yearbook.
There was? So, okay.
Yeah, but I didn't know comedy was a job. I didn't ever see any live comedy even before I started comedy. So I had seen a VHS tape of Louis Anderson, and that was the only comedy I was ever exposed to. And then later in life, Louis Anderson became my good friend and mentor and
practically neighbor because he's from around these parts.
Yeah, Minnesotan. And he, it was just so funny that that was the only comedian I had seen on a recording. And then later on, he'd be such a good friend.
And he is missed. Well, I mentioned geographic humor. Let's hear a little of it. Here you are in a performance on The Tonight Show.
My mom is from that very bland Scandinavian country called Duluth, Minnesota. Yeah. She's never even had yogurt before. Too spicy. I grew up in northern Wisconsin. Not fancy. Yeah, we didn't get a spring break in school. Instead, we got a week off in November for deer hunting. Yeah, because with a freezer full of venison, who cares if you graduate? Yeah. One time in school, the teachers decided to have a healthy lifestyles day. It's never been attempted before or since in the state of Wisconsin. But I took a class. It was called How to Slow Your Breathing Down in Case You Fall Through the Ice. But it wasn't even taught by like a expert or a park ranger. It's just some guy who fell through the ice and figured it out.
So you joked about it, but we're all experts in this neck of the woods, you know, things like, you know, what to do in the ice. I've said every 8-year-old can identify all the oar boats by name.
Yeah, that's true. And if you do fall under the ice, swim toward the dark spot, not the bright spot. That's something everybody should know.
This is real advice or comedy advice?
No, it's real advice.
Well, is there a difference between northern Minnesota humor and northern Wisconsin humor? Notice I'm not even talking about the whole state.
Well,
or is there a lack of humor in one of those?
I would say you have to have a good sense of humor in either of those places because A, it's a long, cold winter. B, not everything's, you know, as accessible as elsewhere in the country. So I don't think you're going to survive unless you have a bit of a sense of humor. And if you're not having a sense of humor about these things, I think it's going to be a pretty rough life.
Well, tell us about the show at Big Top. You're accompanied by something like a full orchestra.
Well, yeah, I didn't realize this until Facebook Memories told me. I guess Facebook has a better memory than me. I've been doing this show in some iteration. I started it in LA and Minneapolis, and it used to have a meat raffle and everything. I've been doing this show for about 18 years. There's three bands. I bring in poets. I write sketches. We do a game show, and it's literally, some people, I know it sounds boastful, but I'm so proud of it. People will come up to me and say, that's the most fun we've ever had at a live show. And it's my baby. So it makes me feel so good that I can make other people feel good with it. I program the show. I bring in the acts. I pay the act. So I'm on stage the whole time. It's like a Dean Martin style show where I'm on stage interacting with all the acts the whole time, talking with them. It's kind of like, I wouldn't call it a talk show. It's more like maybe Carol Burnett, Dean Martin. I put the acts in the sketches. You know, one time we had a show up in northern Wisconsin, and five of the acts had been on national television multiple times. And this was in, you know, a town of 3,000, 2,000. And how often does that happen? And here I get to make it happen. Sometimes I have to trick the acts into coming by taking them trout fishing. But it's totally worth it. I'm willing to do that.
All right. We've been speaking with Mary Mack. She'll be appearing at Big Top Chautauqua in Bayfield this Saturday, August 24th at 7:30 p.m. Thank you for joining us, Mary.
Thank you so much, Robin.
And if you have an idea about something in northern Wisconsin you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is northern@wpr.org. And remember, you can always find stories like this one from WPR News online at wpr.org. I'm Robin Washington from our Bureau in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.